sound of the horn. Welcome back, Clipper Nation. Welcome back, NBA. Welcome back, basketball. Welcome back, skipball. Can I say that? I just did. The news just dropped. This just in. The rumors are true. Disney World, July 31st. Congratulations, Locked On Clippers podcasts. Will the opinion update? You were right on the nose, right on the money when you said July 31st is the welcome back tip-off, and you were right, and congrats. But mostly congratulations to Clipper Nation. We are right now the Vegas odds third favorite to win it all, behind the L-word and the Bucking Bucks. The Bucking Milwaukee Bucks. Bucking MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo is number two Vegas favorite to win it all in October. Oh, October NBA Finals. And then next season starts December 1st, 2020. We are back. What do we know? Well, here's what we know. The NBA approves a 22-team format to finish the season. As we all know, the season froze because of that nasty little coronavirus that really just destroyed life as we know it. The Clippers stopped their season short at 44-20. Well, we are back. The NBA Board of Governors voted Thursday to approve a 22-team format to restart the 2019-2020 season in Orlando, Florida. I'm going to Disney World!
Oh, boy.
All right, so here's what we know. 30 teams voted. Only one said no to this. Dame Dollar, Damian Lillard's Portland Trailblazers. And we know Damian Lillard has been kind of salty about this whole thing, saying that he wasn't going to play. Look, your team kind of wasn't great this regular season, so they don't even deserve to be there. But regardless, here is the plan as it stands. 13 Western Conference teams and 9 Eastern Conference teams. That is a head scratcher. Will play 8 regular season seeding games. What? A possible play-in tournament for the 8th seed and playoffs at the Walt Disney World Resort. What does that mean? Does that mean everyone has a clean slate and plays these 8 games to be seeded? Does that mean that the Clippers are not guaranteed to be the 2 seed? Does that mean that the L word is not going to be the 1 seed? What does that mean? The top 6 teams in the Eastern and Western conferences will be joined by teams currently within 6 games of 8th place in the 2 conferences. Those teams, New Orleans Pelicans, the Portland Trailblazers, the only team to vote no, the Sham Antonio Spurs, the Sucktown Queens, a.k.a. Sacramento Kanks, the Phoenix Sons of Guns, and the Washington Wizards, a.k.a. Baltimore Bullets. This play-in tournament will include the number 8 and number 9 teams in a conference. If the 9th seed finishes the regular season within 4 games of the 8th seed, in that case, the number 9 seed would need to beat number 8 twice to earn the playoff berth, while the number 8 seed would need just 1 win from the 2 potential games. What the hell is going on, friends? Does that mean the Clippers can actually go into these playoffs the number 1 seed? Does that mean 1 plays 16, 2 plays 15? Are we doing away with the conferences? What does any and all of this mean? July 9th through 11th, teams will begin training in Orlando in Walt Disney World. The NBA also said, beyond this July 31st through October 12th season window, the draft lottery will be August 25th. Why is that date consequential? Well, it's because it's 3 days after my birthday. The NBA draft will be October 15th, and the 2020-2021 season will likely begin, like I said, on December 1st. Okay. So the playoffs are going to be like normal. There is no seeding play-in thing for anything other than that eighth seed if there is a team that is close at nine, if that makes any sense whatsoever. So the Lakers are right now the number one seed. The Clippers are right now the number two seed. They will play regular season games for the teams that are in a logjam for position and playoff positioning. Does that make sense? Yes, Chris, that makes perfect sense. But let's expand upon that. Teams will all play eight regular season games apiece before a possible play-in tournament for the eighth seed in each conference, okay? The league will then hold its typical four-round playoff consisting of best-of-seven series. So the playoffs are like they've always been. Western Conference on one side, Eastern Conference on the other. One plays eight, two plays seven, three plays six, and four plays five. Now, look, there is no home court advantage, obviously, since everyone's playing in Walt Disney World. They are letting family members inside this crazy bubble that the guys are going to live at Camp Mickey Mouse for basketball camp. They're all going to live in the same hotels. They're all going to go to the same downtown Disney restaurants. They're all going to be able to play golf at the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, in Orlamo, Florida. This is going to be crazy, and I can't wait for the documentary on this happening. So it looks like our beloved Clippers, and by looks like, I mean this is what's happening. They're 44-20, okay? Do the math. That's 64 games. Add the eight more games that they're going to play, and bam, that is 72 regular season games. Like I said last week on Clipcast, there will be 72 regular season games. But let's pick apart the Western Conference playoff picture right now. The number one seed, if the playoffs were tomorrow, which they are not because the regular season comes back, as I said, July 31st in Orlando, Florida. The number one seed is the L word. Their record currently is 49-14. Add eight. That means that they play 71 regular season games to our 72 regular season games. Does that mean that the schedule favors the L word over the Clippers? Yes, that's exactly what that means. They play one less game than us. Is that fair? No, but Dems de breaks. So the L word have a 5.5 game lead on the Clippers. What does that mean? That means that it is possible, although mathematically unlikely, it is possible that the Clippers could finish ahead of the L word. For example, if the Clippers went 8-0 or 7-1, and the L word went 0-8 or 1-7. Now, we all know the league is completely rigged to favor stupid LeBron, or Lebron, as I like to call him, who, again, you can't argue with the fact that LeBron James is top 12 all time. You just can't argue. You know he's in that top dozen all time. Anyway, you know the league is rigged in his favor, as is it is rigged in the L word's favor. So it's unlikely, but it is mathematically possible. We are number two, as I said. The Clippers, 44-20, 5.5 games out of first, 1.5 in front of the Denver Nuggets. Remember those guys. They're 43-22. So that means they actually will play 70, 65 plus 8. Hurts my math. They'll play 73 games, which is one game more than us. Two games more than the L word. I am very curious to see what happens when we get those mile-high jerk-offs, the Nuggets, and get them down at sea level in Orlando. I don't know if it's sea level, but it's certainly a heck of a lot lower than Denver, Colorado. Will that hurt them for their quote-unquote home games in Epcot Center Studios Stadium? Yes, I think it will. But this is a great evening. This is a great evening, and I don't mean like afternoon and evening. I mean it has evened out the playing field because there is no home or away team. Everybody is on neutral territory, and I can't wait for this to start on July 31st. I'm going to pick apart more of the Western Conference playoff picture after this.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I want to apologize for all the nonsense that's happening in the BG. No, that's not Blake Griffin. That's audio and showbiz talk for the background, but there's kids outside playing reindeer games in my backyard. Don't worry, they're being socially and emotionally distant from one another, but regardless, that's what you're hearing in the background. It's the joy of children, and it's quite annoying. Anyway, Denver, like I said, number three, a game and a half behind us in that third seed. A game and a half behind them. And this is where the Western Conference playoffs gets really interesting. Those horrible Jazz holes from Utah. I think that was my favorite part, other than the Space Jam basketball camp that was happening in Jordan Dome or Michael's Dome or whatever they called that thing that was happening. When I was watching The Last Dance, I loved seeing the Space Jam Michael Jordan training his body to get back into basketball shape while simultaneously making a movie with Bugs Bunny. Anyway, my other favorite part of The Last Dance was how everybody just hates the Utah Jazz and their stupid Jazz Hole fans, especially, what's his name, Z-Dog. Although, look, Z-Dog may be a lot of things, but he's also one of the great rappers. And if you're a diehard fan of the show, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not, please, by all means, do not look up Z-Dog with two G's, Utah Jazz. The guy is... wow. I mean, he's definitely not unentertaining. I don't dislike double negatives. All right, so, and then here comes the logjam. Utah Jazz holds 8.5 games out of first. Their record currently, they've played 64 games, so they'll play a 72-game season just like us. And then look at all these 64-game teams right here who are going to play that 72 games. Tied. Dead tied. 9.5 out of first. OKC Thunder. You can't be a Thunder fan unless you live in Oklahoma City, because that's the team that broke Seattle's heart. They left, I don't know, 8 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever it was. They left Seattle. They started up in OKC. They're a bunch of jerks. They've done relatively well. They got to the finals and lost with Kevin Durant and James Harden. How is that even possible? OKC Thunder tied with Houston Rockets. Oh, that's kind of interesting. Houston Rockets, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook. What do you know? Obviously, OKC, I'm going to go back on what I said. You can't like the Thunder unless you're from OKC. Here's another reason. Here's another caveat. Here's an asterisk on that statement. You can like the OKC Thunder if you are a proud member of Clipper Nation. Why? Because we got our guys there, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. We got CP3. We got Danilo Gallinari. We got a lot of former Clipper greats on OKC Thunder. So, you know what? You could kind of root for them, I guess. I just don't want to root for another Western Conference team, honestly, other than the Clippers. Go ahead and root for the Eastern Conference all you want. But when it comes to the Western Conference, you really should only back one horse, and that horse is a Clipper ship. The Los Angeles Clippers. Now, 11 games out of first is the Dallas Mavericks, who looks like we are going to be playing in the first round of the NBA playoffs, barring a mathematical miracle. It looks like we are going up against Luka Doncic. Just love Luka Doncic. And no, I do not. I will not love Luka Doncic when we go up against him. But we will beat them handily, especially if you listen to last week's Locked On Clipcast. Everybody thinks we're just going to really wipe the floor in four or maybe five versus the Dallas Mavs. But they're a young bunch of Turks. Although, to be fair, I don't think any of their players are Turkish. That being said, we've got a lot of overseas guys with Luka Doncic and then Kristaps Porzingis, the unicorn. Eighth seed is, you know, our playoff mortal enemies, the Grizz. I would never want another series in the postseason versus the Memphis Grizz, although those guys are just a bunch of rowdy teenagers, aren't they? Be kind of fun to sweep the Grizz, to really put the nail in the coffin of the Grizzlies-Clippers playoff rivalry. I believe we have split that playoff head-to-head matchup with the Grizz. We beat them in seven. They beat us. Was it in seven? Regardless, we've played the Grizzlies twice in back-to-back years in the first round. We got out of it in seven on Mother's Day, and then they beat us. Yeah, right? Like, we were up 2-0. They beat us in six, and then they just won 4 in a row. Yeah, because Vinny Vidi Vici, Vinny Del Negligence record in his past 10 playoff games is 2-8. He got swept by the Spurs in round 2, and then he won 2 games versus the Grizz when I believe we were 3 and they were 6. Certainly we were 4 and they were 5, and we had home court advantage. But regardless, we went up 2-0 at home, and then, boom, they swept us 4 straight games, which ain't happening this year, my friends. And then there's Portland, that one team that voted against it, tied with New Orleans Pelicans and tied with the Sucktown Kanks. And then a half game behind them is the San Antonio Spurs, and 2 games behind them is the Phoenix Suns. Not involved is the Minneapolis Timberwolves or Lakers or whatever they're called. What's that Minnesota team? Didn't the Lakers used to play in Minneapolis? I would call the Lakers in Minneapolis, the land of 1,000 lakes. But here in Los Angeles, they are the L word. The Timber Puppies are out. The Golden State Warriors, the Western Conference champions. They are out. Suck it, Oakland. Excuse me. No, Oakland. Very successful in the past. San Francisco is a lie. Sham Francisco, you are on the outside looking in. You're not invited to Walt Disney World. Go to your Golden Gate Bridge in your thick as pea soup fog. Go to that building that looks like kind of like a needle. I don't remember what it's called, but go screw San Francisco. You are not welcome here. It's a real logjam. Seats 9, 10, 11, and 12. Those 4 teams that are on the outside of the playoff bubble, a half a game separate them. But it's an uphill battle for those jerks because they are, as it stands, 3.5 games out of the playoff picture. So the playoffs are going to be relatively normal-ish in that it will be Western Conference on one side, Eastern Conference on the other. 1 plays 8, 2 plays 7, etc., getting to your conference champions who then battle head-to-head in the NBA Finals. But people are doing the math, and they are saying we may actually see back-to-backs in the playoffs. That's a real head-scratcher. I'm hearing that if that were to happen, it would be rare, but if it does happen, it would be a game in the afternoon followed by a game in the evening. Very unlikely to see back-to-back games, 2 evenings back-to-back. But you know, the NBA loves sticking it to us, Clipper Nation. You know, if any playoff team is going to get a back-to-back, you know it's going to be us. And I am going to be real pissed. Because you also know that Kawhi Leonard has not played in a back-to-back game in 3 years. I don't know why he would start now. That being said, if he were to ever play a back-to-back ever, it would be in the playoffs in one of these, I'm playing a day game today and a night game tomorrow. Is that a red flag? Are you saying, wait, why do it? Load manage. Load management has worked, Chris. Don't you dare not load manage. Here's the difference, friends. This back-to-back, it's all within like 20 yards of where he's staying with his loved ones, where he's staying with team doctors. We can watch him like a hawk, and not the lowly Atlanta Hawks. I mean like hawks that have good vision, I guess. I don't know. I'm not Hawkeye Pierce or Trapper John MD. I'm Chris Kawild, and I do believe in load management. But I also do believe that Kawhi Leonard will not miss a game if it's up to him, and I think it will be up to him. All of our great Clippers medical staff will be there. All of our great trainers, Dennis What's-His-Nuts, is gonna be there, okay? Everyone's gonna be there, and it's gonna be all on this amazing basketball campus to be a fly on the wall. I cannot wait for this experience to begin. I can't wait for this seven game. Isn't that what I said? What did I say? It's eight. Eight game regular season to cap it all off, to tie it up in a neat little bow, and to lock in the playoff seeds and for the playoffs to begin. I can't wait. The one thing I'm real fuzzy on that I'm going to do a little homework during the break and get back to you on is, what is this potential 9 seed, 8 seed play-in? You got to win one if you're 8 and 2 if you're 9. What the hell is that all about? I am going to do some research during the commercial break and come back to you with answers. Won't you join us? Won't you join us, friends? There will be up to 7 games per day played over roughly 3 weeks during the August regular season, which the NBA has branded, quote, seeding games. Why are they calling it that? It's to break up the log jams if there's any ties. But look, if there are ties, we all know there are tiebreakers set in place, and those will be accorded. According. Is that what this weird 8 seed playoff game will be? Let's continue. It is likely there will be weekday afternoon playoff games during the first round. Sure, duh. Sources say the league will use 3 different facilities at first to stage games. The arena, the HP Fieldhouse, and Visa Athletic Center, all at the Wide World of Sports Complex in Walt Disney World. Ha ha! Oh boy! Shut up, you two. As things progress, it will be reduced to 2 sites and then 1. Okay, let's talk this 8 seed thing. If the gap between 8th place and 9th place in either conference or either conference is 4 games or less when the 8-game slate ends, okay? That kind of makes sense. If the gap between 8 and 9 is 4 games or less, those teams will play off for the number 8 seed. The team in 9th place would have to go 2-0 in a 2-game series to advance, or the 8 seed would have to win only 1 game. So let's take a look at the playoff picture right now between 8 and 9. Right now in the Eastern Conference, the lowly, lowly East, where only 6 teams are over 500. God, what a bunch of bums. Again, Clipcast fans, let's take Ricky Chu, myself, and 8 other able-bodied guys, and let's start an Eastern Conference NBA team. I really think we can get into the playoff bubble. So, in 8 is the Orlando Magic. Who, do they have a home court edge playing in Walt Disney World? No, there are no fans. I mean, like, maybe Mickey Mouse will clap his giant 3-fingered white gloves together, his mitted paws together harder for the Magic? I don't think so. You know, not to burst your bubble, it's just a guy in a fluffy suit, and that guy can't clap real loud. And I don't think he's allowed to speak or cheer. Ha-ha! Shucks! Yes, Mickey. So, in the East, right now, as it stands, 5.5 games separate Orlando Magic with the Washington Wizards. Let's take a look at the West. We've already talked about that. Memphis Grizz are number 8. Number 9 is 3 teams. That gets real exciting because 3.5 games separate them, and 4 games separates another team. So in the West, it's real, real interesting. San Antonio, as it stands right now, is 4 games out of 8th. Sucktown Kings, New Orleans Pelicans, Portland Trailblazers are 3.5 games out of 8th. Now, the real head scratcher here is, friends, and I'm guaranteeing you that the math wizards at the NBA schedule department are making sure that those teams play each other a bunch so that there are winners and losers, because can't. I mean, if the playoffs were right now under this system, you can't have 2 games playing off in a weird best of 2 series where one team only has to win 1 and another team has to play 2, because right now there's 5 teams in that bubble. So let's just see what happens. But that's exciting. That's exciting if you're a Sacramento fan. I mean, let's be honest, your life sucks if you're a Sacramento fan. But You've got this one glimmer of hope. I think you've got a cool owner. I'm in love with his daughter. That's a side note. She's absolutely gorgeous. She sits on the floor on a lot of Kings games, and if you're lucky enough to find her, I have a huge crush on her. That's my NBA confession. Tonight on NBA Confessions with Chris Wild. Go Wild. It's cool, man. This is cool. If one of those teams can get close, and by the way, they're already all close, what's going to happen? Is there going to be some sort of tiebreaker to get in to that weird two-game playoff series that one team only has to win one as opposed to another team that has to win two? Again, I think that eight-game regular season, truncated season, like I called on this very show last week, is going to be mathematically, it's going to make it so mathematically. Math. It's not clip mathed. It's clip cast. Stop talking about math, Chris Wild. I'm hoping that it's not too much of a logjam, although wouldn't it be so fun if all of those teams get right there in the picture and then they got to just, who knows what they have to do. So we'll see what happens. That's a real interesting story, though, because eight right now in the Western Conference, you got to have a four-plus game cushion, the eight seed. So this could all be for naught. That eight seed Memphis Grizzlies could go on a little bit of a run and distance themselves, and then it's not a problem. However, if they're not playing up to snuff, it's going to be real interesting down there in Rat Town, Orlando, Florida. Can't wait. July 31st can't come soon enough. And we all know that the Clippers have been in the Clipper training facility, training, getting back. What did Doc Rivers say? Let's win the offseason, or let's win the wait. Let's win the wait. So you know these guys have been training like mad. They're back at the training facility right now. Now they've got facts and information. Now they got their eyes on the prize. Here comes Larry O.B. Here comes Kawhi Leonard. Here comes Paul George. Here come our guys, Sweet Lou Williams, Montrezl Harrell. I can't wait. Zubac, our starting center. We are really set to pop. We haven't seen Joakim Noah yet. We haven't seen Joakim. We got to see Joakim Noah. He's an FSU guy, just like Terrence Mann, right? Just like Fiondu. We got a bunch of guys who are FSU ready to FS up in Orlando when we get back July 31st in Walt Disney World. Guys, I am so fired up. I am so excited to be back. This is nothing but great news. Thanks for tuning into this emergency Clipcast. We will be back with Burbank Hank sooner as opposed to later because we got so much to talk about. Let's sound the triumphant celebratory welcome back horn.